Zohar Chok Yisrael, Parshas Masei, Day Shlish, third day. An excerpt from Zohar 2, 2b. Rizchak was speaking, and he's telling us, Amar Rizchak, might I see what it means? It's written, Alohari Mesa Bechi Venehi, upon the mountains I will raise, crying and wailing. What does this mean? Ella, rather, Ilan Inun Teraya Ramaya, these are those high mountains of the world. Oman Inun Teraya Ramaya, who are these high mountains figuratively? Inun Bnei Tzion Eikari Mung Saloim Epaz. These are those precious children of Zion that are more precious than fine gold. Rahashtavu Nachtan Regalusa Brechaya Al Kadleon. Now they were descending in exile with yokes on their necks. Videon Mahadkin Nachoro, and the hands were tied back. Vikad Olu Regalusa Bebovel, and when they were entering the exile in Babylonia, Chashivu, they thought they'd never have any endurance. That behold, the Holy Blessed be He, to abandon them, never pay attention to them. But in the end, we learned, Amar Rabbi Yishimin, said Rabbi Yishimin, Hai Shait at that time, the Holy Blessed be He, summoned His entire spiritual family, all the angels and souls, and all the holy chariots, all of his hosts, the Masha Yosei, and his camps, the Rabbi Ronai, great leading angels, the Chol Chela, the Shmai, and all the hosts of heaven. Rabbi Ronai said to them, Ma Atun Avdin Hacha, what are you doing here? Ma Bonai, Mechimoi, Begalusa, the Bovel, what is it that my beloved children are in exile in Babylon? Ma Atun Hacha, and you're here. Kumu Chusu, Kulchon, the Bovel. Get up, and you should all descend to Babylon. Ronai, Mechon, and I with you. We see that's just written, Koma Hashem, that's what Hashem says, Laman Chem Shulachti Bevelo, for your sake I was sent towards Babylon. Laman Chem, for your sake Shilachti Bevelo, I sent into Babylon all my hosts. Go, Kodesh Brichu, the Holy Blessed be He, Varadati Barichim Kulam, and I brought down in yokes all of them, Ilin Kol, Esichin, and Mashir Nilan. These are all of the supernal chariots and hosts and troops. Camps. Kad Nechli the Bavel, when they descended to Babylon, his Paschu Ishmael, the heavens were opened, Visharis Ruach Nevuah Kadisha Yechesko. And the Holy Spirit of prophecy rested on Ezekiel. Vachama Kolma Dechama, he saw all that he saw, the great revelation which all of the chariot which all the Kabbalah comes from. Vamalon Israel, Amaricho Nachon, he said to them to Israel, behold, your master is here. Cho Chel Ishmael, and all the hosts of heaven, Vesichoi and his chariots. The Asu the Meidar Menechon that came to dwell in your midst. The Lohim knew, they didn't believe him. Adi Srich Lagalo, Koma Dechom. It was necessary for him to reveal everything that he saw. Ve'erakach, Rakach, Ve'erakach. And I saw like this, and I saw like that. He gave them a detailed description of what was going on there, his vision of the chariot. And Vigali Yosem Imad Goli, if he revealed more than he should have revealed, Kul Srichah. No, it was all necessary in order to make them believe that it is really true what he saw. Even the Israel kach, once Israel saw this, they were happy. When they heard the words from the mouth of Ezekiel, lo chayshu agulusan cloud. They didn't pay attention to their exile at all. The behold, they knew. The kutshabrichu lo shavaklo. The Holy Blessed did not abandon them. Chomal the gully b'shus the gully. And everything revealed with permission. Hashem wanted that Yechezkel should reveal his prophecy, even though it was deep secrets of his in the workings of his palace, because he wanted us to know how much he loves us, and he's with us even in exile. He has not abandoned us. This just strengthens us all the time. Through the learning of Kabbalah, strengthens the person to know Hashem is with him, no matter what places he falls, and today I can get up and actually exit from the exile. As Zohar says, with this book of the Zohar, you'll come out of exile.